is the music for I Got Two Words For You. But before we get to that, because I do have two words for some people, let's go out to MK in Atlanta real fast. MK, what's going on?
Hello, how you doing, Mr. Bo?
Doing pretty good, bro. Thanks a lot.
Hi, I'm MK. I was having a little debate here earlier watching all the sports on television today, you know, the Masters,
yep.
The Hawks,
yep.
The Braves.
All of it.
And various sports. What would you rank as the hardest sport to learn or to play, and could you rank them?
The hardest sport to...
One to
ooh!
One
the hardest sport to learn how to play. Wow. All right, so I grew up playing baseball. It's, man, that's kind of a loaded question because there's so many intricacies to every sport. It kind of depends on how, what kind of learner you are. I will sit here and tell you this, and I will stand by this. And, you know, there's an argument here kind of, but for this one single feat, there is no harder thing to do in all of sport than to hit a baseball. All right, now there's a lot of, the quarterback's probably the hardest position to play out of all of sport. But the hardest single feat to do is learn how to hit a baseball or to hit a baseball, period. Man, the hardest sport to learn how to play. I was better at baseball than I was any other sport. That's why I played for much longer. But I'm also trying to coach and teach kids how to play this sport. And that's also hard. But having to learn playbooks and stuff like that in football, I think maybe a little bit harder. But, man, there's sports with so many other kind of rules that I guess football might be the hardest sport to learn how to play. But, man, there's so many – in baseball, there's 100 different things that can happen on any ball that's hit, and you have to know what to do in every situation. And football's not really like that. You know,
that's true, but what about golf? I was looking at golf. It takes a special skill to hit a golf
it
ball
does.
Straight.
Yeah, it does. I play golf, and I don't hit that ball straight very well at all.
You're not playing on a court that's, you know, that's 10 feet tall with a basketball and the court being so long or the football field being 100 yards.
Yeah.
You're playing on a course from week to week, and the greens are always different. So, I mean, I put that as my number one after watching the Masters.
Yeah, I agree with you, MK. Thanks a lot, man. So learning how to play golf and learning how to hit a golf ball straight, though, to me, are two different things. But, no, look, golf is very hard to learn also because of the fact that you have 14 clubs in your bag. You have to know which one to hit and which one – because you got wind. You got different levels of terrain that you're going to be hitting off of. Sports are hard but fun to learn, man. If there's any sport that's easy to learn, it's probably going to be pretty boring for you. Let's go out to Joe. Joe, what's going on, man?
Hey, couldn't have been a better lead-in. About Kirk Cousins, I'm hearing all these people talk about $45 million better bring you a Super Bowl. He's not a spring chicken.
Nope.
He's not going to be a 5-year quarterback or a 6-year quarterback.
Yep, same.
He's very smart. He's He's $35 million worth of quarterback, and I'm hoping $10 million worth of teacher.
Yeah, hey, there you go.
I'm hoping that over the next 2 years, the Falcons will get themselves a decent backup, someone that is going to be able to learn the way that he plays because he's very cerebral. He is smart.
Yeah. He's a was an intellectual processor, fast processor, is what Terry was describing. Look,
he runs or goes through his reads faster than anybody.
100%. Thank you, Joe, for the phone call. Now, look, as far as the quarterback, I can see them taking a quarterback in this draft, although I'm not sure who's going to be there. They shouldn't really do that till like round 5 or 6, and I'm not sure what you're going to get, but you might as well take a flyer on somebody. You know, and Kirk Cousins doesn't have to – before those quarterbacks don't have to teach anybody anything, people come after me. Just like Aaron Rodgers didn't want to, nor did he teach Jordan Love anything. Jordan Love simply held a clipboard – watching how Aaron Rodgers played the game, and that was enough for him. Aaron Rodgers didn't have to come over and teach Jordan Love a darn thing. Jordan Love only had to watch what Aaron Rodgers did in certain situations. I 100% agree that before Kirk Cousins is not here any longer, they do need to get somebody in here to watch how he plays the game because he is a master at the craft. He really, really, really is. You know, so if he's winning – you may see him here for 4 years. He wants to retire here. He's already said that. So the only way that doesn't happen is if 2024, 2025 are just disastrous seasons. I don't see that happening. All right, let's go out to Yo in Stockbridge. Yo, what's going on?
What's going on, buddy? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
I am doing fabulous, and I love the show. You're doing great.
Appreciate you. I
really do appreciate the wrestling takes because we really don't get that a lot on 929 again.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Right? You know, I'm one of those guys who's like Tito Santana and all those people from the old school, but, you know, I'm 50. Whatever.
No, that's fine, too, though. But look, man, I find it hard to believe that the people that don't at least like listening to a little bit of wrestling talk aren't out there. 67 million people watched WrestleMania. That's more than the men's and women's national championship games combined and doubled. You know what I mean?
I used to watch back when Coco Beware was the guy, right?
Yeah, me too, Birdman.
Exactly. All right, so let me go here with you real quick. I am of the opinion that we need to draft Michael Penix and we need to draft him in the first round.
Mm.
I know that everybody who's talking about Edge and all this stuff. Just listen to me out. Hear me out. We are in a prime position to groom the quarterback of the future with the quarterback of the present. We have a guy who is, and the word you're looking for was elite processor, right?
Yeah, it was elite. That's yes, you're right. Correct.
That's what they said they wanted. They wanted an elite processor, a guy who can win from the pocket, a guy who was a leader of men. That was specifically what they said they wanted, right? And that is Kirk Cousins. I agree with you 100%. But like you said, can $35 million be the salary and $10 million be the teacher? Well, if that $10 million is the teacher, take the same guy who has those same attributes this year, let him sit behind Kirk Cousins, because I'm going to tell you, I watched every single Falcon game, and Desmond Ridder was better than Taylor Heinicke. And we all watched it when they went up to Chicago on New Year's Eve, and Taylor was just an absolute disaster, right? And yes, Justin Fields was the guy who I wanted, but they, you know, said they wanted this guy who could win from the pocket. You know who can win from the pocket? Michael Penix Jr. And we watched it. He put up like 9,500 yards over the last two seasons. He hasn't been injured in two seasons. They flew a contingent of people out there to go see him in person. I'm assuming that was because they're trying to do their due diligence about this, not just being a two-year plan, but something where Raheem Morris can build an organization, have his quarterback in waiting like the Green Bay Packers did, and go forward. And hopefully we won't be picking at number eight no more. You know what I mean? Because right now, the reason we're picking at eight again is because we suck again. So if Kirk does what he's supposed to do, we're going to be picking in like 25, 27, right? Hopefully 32, right? That would be freaking awesome. But I want that quarterback of the future right now.
Yeah, look, I appreciate it. So the person who can't sit around and wait, though, for a quarterback to develop is Arthur Blank. If they were only Kirk Cousins away, I could maybe entertain that. But they went out and got Kirk Cousins to be the starting quarterback, and they're not thinking one bit about him being injured or anything like that. I agree that they need to get somebody for the future, but I don't think they're too concerned about that. They are in win-now mode. And if you can go out and win a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins, I don't think they give a damn where they're going to be picking for them. And that's the unfortunate reality. It's a win. That's what sports are. They're win-now. You would sacrifice – like in baseball, you would sacrifice, or at least you – should hope to want to sacrifice your entire farm system if you're going to win a World Series. All right. And that's kind of what it is, you know? So I don't think that at eight, they can afford to do that when you know for a fact he's not going to see the field unless there was something as dire as an injury or something like that to Kirk Cousins. I do like where your head's at. I do think they should try to at least win now and build for the future, but Arthur Blank's not in that mode. Arthur Blank's in win now. I'm getting on up there. I want a Super Bowl for this city. I want a Super Bowl for this team before I make my exit. And I think that's why they signed a guy that can help them win now. You know, they do need somebody. I agree with you 100%. You know, hopefully they can win and you have Kirk Cousins for 4 years. That's the ultimate end game, best game scenario for this contract. Although they can get out of the contract in 2 years at $100 million, they want to stay in it for 4 years at $45 million each because that's going to mean they've been winning. So I see where you're coming from, man. So look. We got one more caller. It's Famous Frank James. He hasn't asked me anything question. So I'm going to go to I got two words for you real fast, and I'm going to try to simplify it because we only got a few minutes left. All right. I got two words for people. Today it's not about traffic. If y'all listen to my show ever, you know that I come on here and I go after the blinky light people. I go after the not letting people merge, creating traffic people. I go after the people that drive too slow in the left lane people, but I'm not going after any of them tonight. Tonight I want to talk about sportsmanship. I told y'all how Saturday went with my little softball team. It did not go well. All right, the other team were much better than us, especially their pitching staff. One of my little girls came out and said that when we're going through making our little handshakes, see, I line up in the back. The coaches are always in the back, and then my players. I got 13 girls on my team, so I'm the 13th person in line. Supposedly somebody on the other team called one of my – or the group of little girls, called them losers. While we're going through handshakes, we just got throttled like 12 to nothing. No hit, all right? I don't know if the players realize that, but then on top of that, there's the parents. And look, I'm okay with music during youth sports, walk-up songs and whatnot. I've opened up to that. That's the day and age that we live in. But I'll be damned if after they win this game, this team and whoever's mom it was controlling the speaker doesn't blare some DJ Khaled, All I Do Is Win. And look, in a normal circumstance, I don't mind that. If y'all just walked it off against us, play your DJ Khaled all you could. We just got throttled by your team. Show some sportsmanship. Do you really want those little girls to sit here and say, to cry because they just lost? And it was kind of, look, it was not demoralizing to me, but it could have been to them. They're blaring the music so loud that me, out of my element, I looked into my team as I'm walking back to the dugout, and I sat there and I said something I wish I wouldn't have said. I said, I hope y'all hear them playing that music on y'all's home court, on y'all's home field, because we need not let that happen again. And I shouldn't have said that, but I don't know. To me, that just kind of, you know, look, I agree with celebrating, but you have to know when to pick and choose when to do it, all right? Y'all just kicked our ass in softball. That's all the celebrating you need to do. All right? Take your music. Take it over to the side. Shine it up real nice and shiny. Turn that sideways and stick it straight up your candy where the sun don't shine. All right, so Famous Frank James got an Ask Me Anything question. Famous Frank, what you got?
Yeah, so I moonlight as a model as well. And I was wondering, after looking at evidence, when we seen the great Orenthal trying to put on his glove. Now, me, myself, I can fit into a medium, to a 2X. Did it look like he was trying to make it seem as if the glove just didn't fit when we knew? When we knew, just like mice, they don't have that spine. They can slide and get in between crevices. That thing could have fit, couldn't it?
Yes. He sold it 100%. If that's what you're asking me, I agree. Thanks for the call, Famous Frank. Yes, it was a big sell job. And, hey, look, all it takes is one juror to fall for it. And at least one did. That's why when the glove didn't fit, they had to acquit. All right, that's been it for the Bo Johnson Experience. I'm back in 2 weeks, the night of the draft. Heavy, heavy Falcons draft. Heavy, heavy fantasy football. All right, I'm looking forward to it very much so. Braves are next week. That's why I'm not going to be here. The Braves are in town. Sonny, thanks a lot. Appreciate everything you do, my brother. Appreciate all the callers. I'm going to talk to y'all in 2 weeks. This is Bo Johnson. This is the Bo Johnson Experience on Sports Radio 910 of the Game. Peace.